Forgetfulness of self is remembrance of God. Forgetfulness of self is remembrance of God. How well do you remember God? How well do you remember what is your divinity? How well do we remember who, what, and what we really are? Not too well, really. Not too well. And the reason that we don't remember our divinity too well is that we are so full of self. We're so full of all of the things that we're doing every day. We're so full of all the things that are taking our attention, that are reminding us of what's going on in our life. And as we're so full of all this stuff, we are unaware of what's going on in our divinity. We're unaware of what's going on in our divine self, in our self, which is God. Do you want to be aware of your God self? Do you want to be aware of the divine within you? Do you want to be aware of what is your highest and best? Remember now, the highest and best for you as a human being and a divine being is the same thing. The highest and best for you as a human being and a divine being is the same thing. But can we remember that? Can we recall that? Can we understand that? And the answer is yes. We can recall that. We can understand that. We can know that. Our only question is this. When do we want to do that? When do we want to remember that? When do we want to recall that? When do we want to be who we really are? And my answer for me is now. My answer for me is this very moment. My answer for me is there is no other time except right now. And that's the time that I want forgetfulness of self and remember God. How do I go about forgetting myself? How do I go about forgetting my human self? Well, we don't want to forget our divine self, that's for sure. But we do want to forget our human self. Now, we forget our human self by always saying, all is in divine order. Now, we've said that a million times before, and we'll say it a million times again. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Now, what does it mean to be all in divine order? It means that every word I speak brings forth that for which I've spoken my word. Every thought I think brings forth that which I think about. Now you say, well, that happens a lot of the time. That's right. And it happens for thoughts that are not beneficial to me as well as thoughts that are beneficial to me. And my desire for myself is to fill myself with thoughts that are beneficial to me. Fill myself with thoughts that are loving, thoughts that are gentle, thoughts that are divine, thoughts that are me. And the only way that I can fill myself with thoughts that are fulfilling for me is when I say, all is in divine order. Now, do I know how to operate a car? Yes, I do. I know how to operate a car. Do I know how to go about the machinations of fixing a car when something goes wrong? Do I know how to go about repairing a car and bringing it up to its original purity and integrity? Yes, I do. But do I do that? Is that my life work? Is that my job? Is that my intention to go about repairing life and putting it in perfect order? And the answer is no. The answer is, I say all is in divine order, and all is in divine order. It's not a matter that I put it in divine order, that I go about redeeming the situations that are going on. I merely say all is in divine order. Now, if I say all is not in divine order, What a silly thing to say. What a silly thing to say. When I say all is not in divine order, I am remembering that limitation that is not perfect. I'm remembering that which is not what I want, presumably. But now, what do I want? What do I want that makes me so happy? What do I want that makes me so beautiful, that makes me so wonderful? What do I want that makes my life fulfilled in every way? What I want is all being in divine order. What I want is all being perfect. What I want is all being me now. That's what I want. Nothing more, nothing left. I want all being me now. And when I say all is me now, I am saying I am in divine order. All is in divine order now. This is something I can say. This is something I do say. This is something that is me. This is something that is the truth about me. This is my reality. This is all. Now, when do I begin doing that? We say to a little child, behave now. And the little child says, what does behave mean? And the child is sincere. What does behave mean? Well, do all that is good and beautiful. Well, if I do all that is good and beautiful, what does that mean? Well, to do all that is good and beautiful means that you are loving, that you are fulfilling, that you are whole and perfect, that everything about you is marvelous, that everybody loves you and you love everybody. All the world is in a happy, happy, happy state. Now, that's what that means. Now, you say, well, how do I do that? How do I keep everything into a happy state? How do I do that? Well, you do that in the most simple, beautiful way. You do that by saying, right now, this life that I'm living, right now, this life that I'm being, right now, this self that I am is fulfilled and beautiful and glorious and good right now. Right now. And when you say that, then what happens to you? When you say that, then what happens to you is that all life is glorious right now. All life is marvelous right now. When you say that, then everything you do is rewarding and fulfilling and magical. Everything you do is outstanding in every possible way. And that's all that matters. Now, are you ready to experience that? Are you ready to let the forgetfulness of self be the remembrance of God? When we have the forgetfulness of self, when we can let self alone, we do not need to look at this human self and claim it is perfect. We claim our divine self is perfect, and then the human self follows suit. Then the human self is there. Forgetfulness of self and remembrance of God. God is all that is good, all that is beautiful, all that is magnificent, all that is outstanding, all that is anything that you could ever want, expect, or be in your life. Now, when this is the truth about you, when this is the reality about you, then what happens? Then everything in your life reveals itself as fullness, as goodness, as joy, as peace, as harmony, as life itself. So, all is in divine order is my statement to have forgetfulness of self and have it be my remembrance of God. Today, all I do is a remembrance of God, and for that I am very, very happy. Join me in this and know this for yourself, because this is the truth about all of us, and this is who we really are now and forevermore. Know that I am thinking this lovingly for myself and my highest and my best, and I think it lovingly of you for your highest and your best. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.